This is Luther Keith, Executive Director of Arise Detroit, the community coalition working with churches, community groups, and Black clubs to create a better quality of life in the city of Detroit. Welcome to Neighborhoods Transformers, our podcast series, which calls on neighborhood people to help solve neighborhood problems and offer solutions, and to tell us about just how they're getting things done in neighborhoods all over Detroit. Today's podcast, we're going to focus on neighborhood business associations, how important they are, the role they play in fostering a good quality of life for the business community and working with neighborhood residents who utilize their services. Today, I'm happy to be joined by two people who have been very actively involved for a number of years in neighborhoods, business associations, and making a difference with them. Ron Bartel, who is executive director of the West McNichols Business Association, and also Mr. Dolphine Michael, who is the president of the Avenue of Fashion Business Association. Welcome to you both to Neighborhoods Transformers. And I'm going to start with you, Ron, talking about the West McNichols Business Association. Just sketch your background for us. How long has it been around, the community you serve, and briefly the impact that you think you've had?
First of all, Luther, I want to thank you for inviting us here on this broadcast. People do need to know in terms of what's being done in the neighborhoods. The West McNichols Business Association started between 2016 and 2017 timeframe. I've been the executive director. I came on in 2018. The area we serve is a 6 mile primary from Telegraph to Woodward, but we collaborate along that with the whole corridor. So it's not just our area, it's the whole corridor, the West McNichols corridor. And that's the area we serve. As you said before, the business association primary is to bring business together and work with the residents of those given communities along that corridor. So it's not just for the business purpose, it's for a community purpose, so we can raise the awareness level as it relates to business and make sure the community has the input in terms of what they would like to see and the things they would like to be able to patronize when they're doing business, so everybody can have a better quality of life along the association.
And now we're going to hear from Dolphine Michael, who is the president of the Avenue of Fashion Business Association, maybe Detroit's most well-known business strip. It's been around for years. Mr. Michael, tell us about what you've been able to do over there with the Avenue of Fashion.
Well, thank you for inviting us out to the podcast. The association has been in existence for over 30 years now. I've been on Living Noise for about 21 years. We work to advance the Avenue of Fashion. We clean up trash on the streets. We address any crime that exists. We address the marketing of the Avenue of Fashion.
A little bit about what types of businesses and that stretch of Livernois, is that basically from McNichols to 8 Mile, or what is the exact area that you're serving there?
There's an actual legal description of the Avenue of Fashion that runs from Clarita to St. Martin, which is only about a 5 block area on Livernois. But the Avenue of Fashion, we include from actually 6 Mile to 8 Mile. We include Eric's I've been framed down by 6 Mile. We include Baker's. They think of themselves as part of the Avenue of Fashion.
Give us an overview. What kind of different types of businesses are along that strip there? You hear at fashion, you think it's just clothing stores, but I think there's more than clothing stores. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, over the years, it has been several different types. Right now, it's very eclectic. We have all kinds of stores and businesses on Livernois. I think the mainstay at one time was the hair salons. And actually, you know, a lot of people don't like the hair salons, but the hair salons actually kept Livernois afloat during the bad times. We have custom hatters. We have furriers. Of course, we have the boutiques. We have Times Square. We have the Bartels over there. And Ryan is one of them. That they have at least 7 different businesses over there. At least 7 different businesses. I don't know how many, but it's quite a few. And it's all restaurants. The restaurants have made quite a bit of difference on Livernois. The restaurants bring in the foot traffic, and the businesses actually feed off of foot traffic.
And I've noticed recently, too, the food trucks are coming in over there as well.
Yes, you know, with foot traffic, it attracts other businesses. So, yes, we do have the food trucks on Livernois.
Ron, talk a little bit about the businesses, different types of businesses you serve over there with the West McNichols Business Association.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because we're probably a little bit more diverse than the Avenue of Fashion, but it runs the gamut, starting with the anchor institutions. We got Wayne County Community College. We also have Henry Ford Healthcare Systems. These are anchor institutions, as well as Sinai Grace Hospital. And both of those are community partners of West McNichols Business Association. So then we get down to the corridor in terms of the small and medium business, where we're looking at financial services, entertainment-type businesses, and then you also have retail business, food outlets as well. So it's a multitude of different businesses along that corridor. It's funny that you mentioned, we just recently completed a retail study along that whole corridor. So we're looking to strengthen those existing businesses as well as attract new business, retain the ones we have and attract new business.
Either one, you can grab this one. What are the specific benefits? Let's say there was no West McNichol Business Association or no Avenue of Fashion Business Association. What are the specific benefits of a business association? What kind of things does it bring to the neighborhood and the neighborhood residents that has a positive impact on the services that are offered to them?
For the Avenue of Fashion, I think the number one benefit is marketing. Marketing your individual businesses and marketing the area. That include internet marketing, billboards, print.
No, I'm going deeper than that. I'm trying to get below marketing. What specifically?
Getting your message and the fact that you actually exist out to the public.
Getting your name out there.
Correct. Letting people know that your businesses actually exist on Livernois and that they can come and patronize you. I would say that's the strongest benefit association on Avenue 5.
And go back, and if I can, delve a little further. What types of marketing are you doing? You're putting up billboards, you're sending out e-newsletters, you're distributing flyers. What form does it take?
Oh, we do it all. We do it all. We had billboards on 8 Mile in Ohio, 8 Mile and Chrysler Freeway. And we do it as a collaborative. As you know, for a small business, to sustain a billboard could be costly. But if you have three or four businesses splitting the cost, then, you know, we can make it happen. And that's what we do as an association. We advertise in different magazines. A page in Black Magazine may cost $3,500. An individual business may not be able to afford that. But you get 8, 9, 10 businesses on that page with the Avenue of Fashion caption on the top, then we make it work.
Right. How many businesses do you serve right now?
I would say at least 150.
Wow, that's a lot. And Ron, same question for you in terms of what you're doing, what kind of impact it's having in number of businesses that you serve.
Well, the impact the Business Association on 6 Mile is having, the fact that, as Dolphin said, we're leveraging resources. Business owners can come together collectively and afford something that they wouldn't ordinarily be able to afford individually. And also, speaking to the awareness level in terms of different type of businesses over there to add to the existing businesses and then find out what the needs are of the business owners over there as well as what the needs are of the community who's going to patronize those businesses. So that's a good fit in terms of being able to grow the area and understand what's happening in the area, and also to redevelop the area. Because anybody know anything about Detroit in the last 50, 60 years, it's been a lot of disinvestment.
Right.
So, but Detroit is coming back now, and we need to be a part of the development, of the redevelopment of Detroit. It has to be done by all parties, not just one individual, all parties. The faith-based institutions, the people who reside in the community, the business association, and the everyday Joe who's just walking the street, they have input in terms of what they would like to see because they live in the area.
And talked about disinvestment, like major chains have left the city in many respects, and some have come back. But nevertheless, this perception that you have to go to the suburbs to get whatever you want in many cases, and in some cases that still may be true. But what do you do to battle that perception that I have to leave my community to find what I want? How you deal with and address that?
Well, that's what Dolphin just mentioned, that marketing, letting people know exactly what's available in that particular area. If you can market, get your word out in terms of what you offer, the different type of goods and services that you offer, that's very powerful medium. So, and people will come. When they patronize your business, they know you there, they know you exist. So that's a very powerful tool that could be utilized to let people know the type of services that reside within their given community. Too often we had to leave the community to purchase goods and services that we should be able to get right within our community. And that is changing.
Yes, I've noticed along Livernois, I know there's a new building there, a yoga place, a Dolphin, right there on 7 Mile in Livernois. I don't know if they're open yet, and I guess they're going to hope to stock that with other businesses. Do you know anything about that?
Absolutely. They are open. They had their grand opening about 2 weeks ago. The mayor was out. It was a very nice ceremony. The location right there at the corner of Livernois and 7 Mile used to be Siegel's department store. Now has 11 residential units on the second floor with underground parking for the residents. It has about 10 or 11 retail spaces on the first floor. It's not completely filled yet. What happened was that he was ready to get a permit final inspection on a Thursday, and that Monday, the state closed everything down. That was 2.5, 3 years ago. That really set him back. But now he's open. He's supposed to have a 200-seat restaurant right there at the corner.
200-seat restaurant?
200-seat restaurant.
Wow.
It's three floors with a cigar bar up top. So that's very exciting.
For full transparency, I happen to live in the neighborhood, so I'm able to kind of observe personally the development, some of the things that are happening along there. Let's break this down for people who are listening. The steps that it needs to create a business association, obviously you've indicated the importance and impact it can have. How do people become a member, and do you require dues, and how much are they?
Yes, of Westwood Nichols, we are a membership-based organization. We do require dues. They're very minimal. Our dues currently right now is $149, probably the best $149 you could spend right now in America for what you get in terms of your dues payment.
Yes, in the Avenue of Fashion, we also have dues. It's only $125 a year, probably the second best $125 if you
can spend. Well, everybody's got to get their cheddar. We can do this. Nothing is free.
We laugh because we both know that we know the membership is getting a deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about, again, the neighborhoods transformed and break this down. I laid the foundation with that. Break this thing down. I want to form a business association. I live in another neighborhood in Detroit. We don't have anything like that. We got a few businesses. How do you get started? How you put it together? What are the do's and don'ts? A, B, C, D. Ron, you want to take that first?
Yeah, the first thing you do is get a group of people together and come together and start planning. Don't try to get too many people at once because
okay, Ron, 20. Back up. How do you get the group together?
Okay, call. get a few key people grouped together, call a meeting.
Okay.
Somebody in the area that's probably, you know, who are business people, and start there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like anything else. Start small and grow from there. The next step, you will say, we agree that we're going to form a business association. We see the needs of this particular area. And then you, just like anything else, you incorporate the business association. And you come up with the purpose and the plan. And it could be a 501 nonprofit. It could be a 501c6 or a 501c3. Depends on what you guys want to do with that particular association. It could be a combination of both. And those would be the steps that you would take. And then, you know, once you do the incorporation, then you name the officers and boom, you're off and going. And that's, you know, simplified version, but it's a little bit more than that, but it's not that much more than that. It's not as complex as people think it is.
Dolphin, what would you add to that?
I would say you'd identify the individuals that will actually work on the strip. You don't need that many, 3-4 people at the most. Register the association name with the state. I would suggest once that's done, think about forming a 501c3. But the most important thing for success, I think, is just going around to every single business and introducing yourself to the individual businesses that you may or may not have ever seen and find out who they are and what they are and what do they want. Make a contact list, directory, either email or text messaging. I like text messaging because people read their text messages and, you know, you might go 2 or 3 days without reading your email. Call a meeting.
That's a good point. How often should you meet? When you call a meeting, people are busy. Meet once a week, once a month, 2 times
a
year, what?
We meet once a month. The meeting is really not that important. It's really not. They're looking for information. If you got a sole proprietor, he or she is not coming to a meeting once a month. They're busy. Their life is full. But you want to get the information out to every single individual in the association. And that's the most important thing as far as I'm concerned.
We meet twice a month. It depends on what's happening because we got a lot of programs in the pipeline that we do annually. We have an annual calendar that we do. So we meet a little bit more frequently than once a month. And like Dolphin said, it's all not necessarily show up, but we have a newsletter to keep them engaged where they have a vehicle where they can get their input through. But as the member management meets probably twice a month, and sometimes, depending on what has to be done, it could be a little bit more frequent than that based on the program that we're trying to roll out and implement.
So you do meet and have a formal election of officers?
Correct.
Yes,
correct.
And that. Do you often get pushback from people that say, I don't need to be part of a business association, I'm fine? I imagine that happens sometimes.
It happens, but we don't hear it. Yeah. We hear it from a third party. It happens. But really, it's about what you accomplish as an association. Mm-hmm. Can they see it? A lot of things people won't see. But once individuals start seeing progress, things happening, They don't want to be left out.
There you go. They don't want to be left out. They may not say it up front, but they don't want to be left out. Communication is key. If you can convince them and show them, not only tell them, but show them the value of a business association, then they'll be more apt to join. It's easy to gain membership. Currently, right now, at West Nichols Business Association, we're in the way of doing a BIZ, a B-I-Z, Business Improvement Zone. That's underway. And you can show them exactly what it's going to, how it's going to benefit the whole area. So everybody wants to see their business grow and thrive.
Right.
So you explain that this is what's in it for you. You want to be able to sell your business more for what you paid for,
right,
and you want it to grow, and you want your property values to steadily increase.
What are the most pressing priorities that relates to neighborhood businesses when you go and you talk to them and introduce yourself, you want them to join? What do they say they need and are they looking for that will really help them?
All depends on who you ask. I deal with property owners. They'll have a different list. The businesses will have another list.
Such as what kind of things?
The businesses, they're more concerned with marketing and security. Property owners, break-ins, after-hour break-ins, cleanliness, and just making the overall area look nice and clean and fresh. Property owners understand that the entire area impacts their property. I mean, trash two blocks down the street impacts the way individuals view that whole area, which impacts them.
I find on 6 Mile, you have a lot of people interested in terms of getting some type of financial support, to do their books, some accounting, which we were able to partner up with Flagstar to help to roll out QuickBooks so a lot of business owners can grow their business and be able to manage their financials and be able to know where the money's coming in and how it's going out. It depends on the type of business. So security is number one. Security and feeling safe is number one.
But I would add that a lot of businesses don't know that they need the bookkeeping.
There you go.
You know, so.
Yeah, you don't hear that talked about a lot.
No. But as soon as you have money coming through the city now, prior to 2018, it was very little money that we knew about on Living Noise up until 2019 when they started the Streetscape. If you're going to apply for a grant, the organization is going to need to see your books. Mm-hmm. Most of the businesses hadn't even registered with
so
the.
So, yeah, business owners, they don't know anything about applying for grants. And that's a role helping them.
No. Sole proprietors, a lot of times it's the first time out. So they know their product. Mm-hmm. They're learning how to run a business. The last thing that they look at is the books. So they eventually get there. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you apply for a grant, whoever's running the grant, they're going to want to look at your books. What we found out during the Streetscape is that a lot of the businesses didn't have adequate bookkeeping.
How would you describe the climate, the business climate, and the neighborhood climate, so at least where you are right now as relates to, you talked about Dolphin from a few years ago, how would you just characterize it?
Well, of course, COVID just completely destroyed.
Yeah, COVID, of course, is a
but it's gotten a lot better. Livernois is a little unique because you have so many businesses together. It's not like they're all spread out. So when people come on Avenue of Fashion, it's basically a five-block area. Now it's expanded.
It can be tough to park on Livernois, too. That's what I'm finding
out. Yeah, it's real tough to park on Livernois, and that's one of the things that really needs to be addressed. And it's a good problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a great problem to have, actually. You know, I was on Livernois where it was no problem parking. Yes. You know,
I guess you want a problem. Talk about West McNichols, what's it like for business climate over there as it relates to your people you serve?
I would actually say post-COVID, it's probably the best time, and just in my lifetime, I'm just speaking on my lifetime, mm-hmm. to be in business now, mm-hmm. because of what's actually occurring. People can work from home. There's a lot more programs, a lot more, like Dolphin said, money flowing to the city. So this is the best time in my lifetime I can see in terms of being having a business.
Yeah. I want to preface something here, Ron. You used the word 6 Mile, and a lot of folks don't know. If you're real down Detroiter, you know, but 6 Miles is really West McNichols.
West McNichols, that's why.
In
Detroit. I say 6 Mile,
West
McNichols.
But Detroiters who grew up here, you know, this use those words interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone's out there listening, just want to clarify that. But when you say 6 Mile in Detroit, people in Detroit know you're talking about West McNichols.
West McNichols, yeah.
What kind of people make a good team? You got to have a good team, people with the right energy, the right ethics. What kind of team does it take them putting together something, a team that's going to serve a community? Like, what do you look for?
First of all, you got to be willing to serve, number one. And number two, you got to be a problem solver. Come together and solve problems. It's easy to point out a problem, but what are you going to do? Come up with solutions. How are we going to fix this? So, and people got to be able to work together and understand working for the greater good. If you want to see a better quality of life, a higher quality of life for everybody, we have to come together and work on that. not only just me or the individual. It has to be a collective effort and be willing to serve, and wherever the problems are at, be willing to put solutions in place to solve those problems.
Dolphin?
I think you only need 4 or 5 good people that's willing to work. Most of the time, when you first start out, there is no money. You're not going to get paid for your services. So you need somebody that has relationships with the powers to be. You need a writer, somebody that can write, do a newsletter. You need people that know the city code. Then you need somebody that can develop relationships with anybody, the people downtown, the people in the neighborhoods, and the business people. And if they're willing to serve for free for a couple of years, you're good to go. And pick up the trash, too.
Pick up the trash is very important. Give me the top 2 do not do this or don't make this mistake or watch out for this things if you're trying to put something together. What would those be in your estimation?
Never go into a situation thinking you know it all. Always solicit ideas from others. That's critical. That's key.
Well, I think the main thing is you have to want to serve. That's what you want. The thing that you don't want to happen is your expectations from individuals. You're going to be disappointed, all right? Just because somebody disappoints you, that doesn't mean you stop. You just keep on going. You have to really have the good of the neighborhood and the association in your heart. I think that's the main thing. If you just keep working and keep asking questions, keep listening, don't make the same mistake twice, you're good.
As this is being recorded, we're approaching the holiday shopping season. I'm sure both of you want to encourage that. Do either of you do special events, holiday-related events for the community to market and attract the patrons?
Yes, I know. We do at Westman Nichols. We participate with Shop Small Saturday. We're going to have our own Shop Small Saturday this year for Westman Nichols Business Association. So that's one thing that we do. Then we also have a program we call How to Protect and Serve Our Seniors, where we actually put on a workshop in terms of who don't have a will, trust, estate planning. They understand all that needs to take place and educate them about that. So they're very aware of what needs to take place from that standpoint of view.
Yes, we have a Christmas program, but I'd like to say that our events, we have approximately 5 during the calendar year, larger events. For the Avenue of Fashion, those are the most effective marketing tool that we have. So what these different events do is bring people that's never been on Livernois on Livernois, and they get a chance to actually go into the shops and see what we have to offer. And once they come into the shops, we're good. We have Christmas programs where we have individual retail shops decorating their windows, and we have contests to see who has the best decorated windows. And over the Halloween or the harvest weekend, we give away candy. We had food trucks, live entertainment, live music.
And yes. I imagine that encourages people to come back.
Oh, yeah. Once they get on Livernois and see what we have to offer, they always come back.
And it's funny that you mentioned that, too, because we do try to collaborate with the different entities on Livernois, the different associations. So, you know, go even further from Livernois to 6 Mile. So we understand the power of doing joint venture, collaborating on certain things. But far as 6 Mile, we do summertime, we do Cruising the D, we do that
right,
in conjunction with Gregory Reed.
Well, I want to thank both you gentlemen, Ron Bartel, Executive Director of the Westman Nichols Business Association, as well as Michael Dolphin, the president of the Avenue of Fashion Business Association. Very, very, very informative. And this is exactly why the Neighborhood Transformer podcast series was started, with the help of the Community Foundation's support, because we think it's important to hear from the people who are on the ground floor getting the work done. And that's what this is all about. So hopefully you found something useful here. If you want to learn more or want to find out or have an idea for a future Neighborhood Transformer podcast, you can email us at info@arisedetroit.org, info@arisedetroit.org. In addition to being posted on WWJ On Demand, you can find the podcast posted on the Arise Detroit website, which is arisedetroit.org. So again, thank you for tuning in. And as we say at Arise Detroit, be part of the change.